for watches and warnings, plus radar, future radar, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast. Get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Alabama's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to let it proceed with this week's scheduled execution of 67-year-old inmate Vernon Madison. Madison's lawyers say because of strokes, he can't remember his crime or understand his execution. Madison was found guilty of killing a Mobile police officer in 1985. 51-year-old Edward Allen Martin went hunting on his property last Friday, didn't return home. Officials found him. They believe he fell 18 to 20 feet from a tree stand. He was deceased. It's unclear if his death was because of the fall or a medical event. No foul play is expected. And after a health inspection of 45, the Marathon Foods at 4101 Troy Highway was issued an emergency close order. No hot water in the kitchen, no hand towels at the kitchen sink, ice machine with mold, cooked beef, pork, and rice not properly dated, no food thermometer, rodent droppings in the kitchen, and there were other violations. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jones.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure. Here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between $100,000 and $132,000.
Oh, there's five.
Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to Comscore total visits.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The voice of Montgomery.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
An agreement to fund the federal government. Part of the compromise, Republicans agree to start debating immigration next month.
A school shooting in Idley, Texas, south of Dallas. The Ellis County Sheriff says there is a suspect in custody.
Amazon has removed clothing, bags, and mugs with the slogan, "Slavery gets expletive done."
There are blizzard warnings from Colorado up through Minnesota.
An explosion at a drilling rig in eastern Oklahoma.
A collective mon dieu in Paris, where rats have been scrambling up from the sewers in massive numbers.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Jerusalem speaking to the Israeli parliament, declaring
that United States embassy will open before the end of next year.
Rupert Murdoch taking aim at Facebook and Google, saying in a written statement that they've popularized scurrilous news sources through algorithms that are inherently unreliable.
University of Georgia researchers found teens who spent a lot of time on their electronic devices using social media, texting, video chatting, and playing games were found to be more unhappy than those who used their time doing other things like taking part in sports.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show.
Only 2C272928. First time caller since little Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card for Fresh Market. Also, we're doing the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing, so if you want in, if you've called in earlier today, call back and we'll get your name in for that drawing for this week. Excuse me. Okay, we're kind of going down the road here, and let's stay with Sarah Carter and Garrett. No, I'm sorry, this is Congressman Gates, who is... he is the congressman from Pensacola who took Joe Scarborough's seat, or it's Joe Scarborough's old seat. And listen to some of the things that he says. This is amazing.
This is far worse than Watergate. Explain why you believe so, because you went over to see the memo that we deserve to see.
Well, absolutely, Sean, and thank you so much for the leadership you've provided in encouraging the American people to demand the release of this memo. It is no longer disputable that a pro-Hillary Clinton, anti-Donald Trump bias has intractably infected the FBI, and the United States of America is in jeopardy as a consequence. And, Sean, you laid out a great timeline, but there are even more damaging facts to come. I know that's hard to believe, but trust me, around the corner, we're going to be learning even more about how infected this investigation is, particularly the Mueller probe. Just look at this. In August, you had Strzok and Page saying they were going to be the insurance policy. They were going to save America from a Trump presidency.
How much worse, and how you got to get bring us into your world here? How?
Well, Sean, I can say this. Wait till you overlay this 5 months of dark period with the memo that we want to release. It will. These are not isolated incidents that are separated from one another. You have to evaluate these things
together.
Do you
believe they're missing? Because I don't buy it. After Lois Lerner, after Hillary Clinton, bleach bit, acid wash,
well,
hammering devices. I don't buy it. Debbie Wasserman Schultz smashed hard drive. This is bull.
The American people are never going to believe that 2 days after Barack Obama sicked the intelligence community on President Trump, that all of a sudden these text messages went dark and then they just happened to reappear and come alive the day after Robert Mueller is selected to be the special counsel. It would be the coincidence of all coincidence.
There you go. So that's when you start adding all this stuff up, it just doesn't add up. And again, the big difference is this isn't an Obama administration DOJ. This is a Trump administration DOJ. And the only bad guy that I think is a player in there is McCabe. And they started to do a rumor, and they basically have squashed it. But somebody started this rumor saying that Ray, the acting FBI director, was going to resign if he kept getting pressure to fire McCabe when McCabe is supposed to be retiring in the end of this month or first part of next month. And that is strictly a made-up rumor that is trying to just veer you off to another section. And it's allegedly because Ray is not investigating the FBI enough. And I think there's plenty of investigation going on in the FBI. If you look at... We're spending all this time talking about 50,000 texts. 50,000 texts between two FBI-type people. Well, an attorney, one an agent.
And this story, and it goes parallel, and I think we'll find out more shoes will drop. It goes parallel, though, with what Mueller is doing, Robert Mueller, with the Russia investigation. And depending on what Robert Mueller eventually comes out and says, it will really color this other story. And imagine if he comes out and said, we didn't find any evidence of collusion. We saw a few petty crimes, or actually there were serious crimes lying to the FBI from some Trump associates, money laundering by Paul Manafort, but there's nothing that's touching the president. That's his conclusion. And then you go back to this story we're talking about, have been for the last hour, but the secret society and group trying to mess with an incoming president. It's crazy. And then say Mueller does come out with something.
And I mean, there really is treason.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I can't draw any conclusions right now, but this should pique everybody's interest. Everybody, no matter what team you're playing for.
Absolutely. Okay, so Sarah Carter and Garrett, Garrett's the Fox News legal guy here for these kind of matters. Pretty smart guy. But he's going to be talking about obstruction.
All right, Sarah, you tie this together with what Congressman Gates has just said. You see a connection.
Oh, absolutely. Congressman Gates brings up several really important points. And
according to the people that I've spoken with, you know, this went back to 2015. These text messages were supposed to be stored, and they should be stored. The fact that those 5 months, the most important 5 months of the investigation, are missing is highly concerning. And FBI agents, law enforcement, U.S. intelligence officials say they believe that these text messages will be retrieved. And Greg, you made a very good point. If Horowitz did get those text messages without them knowing, and they withdrew, they went in and somehow tried to clean it up, look, they would have to go to their records management system at the FBI. They would have to have somebody in there help them clean
this up. Let's talk about the legal aspects of what we're looking at here. And what does the Loretta Lynch component say to you?
It says to me the fix was in, as you described it in your monologue, which is obstruction of justice. And if a false document was used to not only launch the Trump-Russian investigation, but to spy on Trump associates, that's a violation of the law. It's abuse of power. It's called deprivation of rights under color of law, 22 U.S.C. 242, 18 U.S.C. And people should go to jail. The penalty is 10 years behind bars, and it increasingly looks like this was a widespread, nefarious, and illegal plot to frame Donald Trump and clear Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely remarkable.
Yeah.
So let me kind of get back into the Hannity portion of this, where he is doing his monologue and come into talking about text and about the no indictment of Hillary Clinton.
Also breaking tonight, a newly released text message from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, this is where it gets interesting, appears to now show that both of them, and now tonight add the Attorney General, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, knew that Hillary Clinton would not be prosecuted in her email server investigation. What's important is they're saying this before they ever interviewed Hillary. Now, before we show you the message, let's give you a little of the backstory. Remember in May, Comey and Strzok and other top FBI officials, remember they were drafting the Clinton exoneration on the email server scandal before ever interviewing Hillary and 17 other key witnesses? So, exoneration before investigation. Yeah, that's called being rigged and the fix was in. And then you also have former Attorney General Loretta Lynch meeting who? Bill Clinton on a tarmac talking about grandchildren for 40 minutes at the end of June. Again, they still have not interrogated or asked questions of Hillary Clinton and the key people in this investigation. Lynch also called Comey, remember, had the meeting with Comey and said to Comey, call it a matter, not an investigation. And Comey followed her orders to the letter. And then just days later, when Lynch said that she would step away from the email investigation, she said she would accept the FBI's conclusion. Well, Strzok texted Page on July 1st. Look at this. Timing looks like hell. Page responds, yeah, that is awful timing, talking about the tarmac meeting. It's a real profile in courage since she, Loretta Lynch, knows no charges will be brought. How did she know? Now, 4 days after that, Comey held his press conference, letting Hillary Clinton off the hook. Now, we also have the text message between Strzok and Page, remember, talking about the insurance policy in case, God forbid, Donald Trump became president.
Man. And, you know, some of these things may not add up. There may be a real logical, you know, reason behind it. The 40-minute tarmac meeting is, that one's big. And Lynch is going to be brought before the Intelligence Committee and the Judicial Committee, but the Intelligence Committee is going to be the one. And it's going to be one of those, what did you know and when did you know it type situations.
And I like it when these committee hearings, I know it's not great for our business, but I like when they're done behind closed doors.
Right.
It gives them a bit more credibility, and there's a lot less grandstanding inside that committee chamber.
Agree with that. It's, and they, and I'm fascinated, you know, how many emails are out there and text messages from a whole bunch of other people. There've got to be some folks that are a little nervous here. Because it's not just two, particularly when you're talking about society. I mean, do they have a copy of the text messages from Loretta Lynch? We do know Loretta Lynch used a secret email account that didn't identify her as Loretta Lynch, that she conversed back and forth with Bill Clinton with. But we've never seen those emails. Let's go to the phones and go to David. Hey, David, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm really good.
Good.
big question is, can they get Strzok and his little girlfriend to turn and spill the beans on what they really know?
I think that once they kind of get, I really think what they're doing is they're using a big net philosophy. And they're trying to, this isn't too, particularly when you're using, deep society, is that who else are they kind of figuring out or involved in this? And once they kind of figure that out, then they sit down with them and say, look, we've got perfect grounds, because you're going to have to say, be able to say it, we've got perfect grounds to commit you with treason. Treason. Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing. Treason is the only thing that gives you the death penalty for not taking another life.
Right.
And is that then the impetus to get other folks? But who are the other people that are involved in this?
Right. I mean, you know that ultimately you'd have to say Strzok and his girlfriend are the little fish in the net right now. But you know, ultimately, you would figure that it would have to include Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, possibly Hillary Clinton, CIA, NSA heads, and boy, you know that Strzok is sitting there thinking to himself, if he's going to save his skin, with life imprisonment in Leavenworth, between here and there, he better have a food tester and a remote car starter. Because those folks aren't going to fool around if they know their necks are going to be on the line.
Well, David, here's another way of looking at this. Is Strzok, instead of being the low end of the totem pole, did they capture him and he's kind of up at the near to the top of the totem pole? In other words, he's big buddies with Comey and McCabe. Also,
right.
I found out Ray was an assistant deputy. He was a deputy attorney general at one time.
Right.
And
yeah.
you know who his boss was? Comey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So and that's what I'm saying. I kind of, that there are people below Strzok that probably were in on it. But right now, you would have to say he's probably of the people who could be drawn into this net above him. He's the little guy compared to, the head of the NSA, CIA,
FBI. I think there are people below him. Here's how I think it happened. I think that these guys were kind of like going, this Trump guy is nuts, and, we got to, Hillary Clinton needs to win so we can preserve, because if you think about it, we've heard Christian Adams say that the DOJ was stuffed with Clinton people and then later Obama people, but really sure. Stuffed with a whole bunch of Clinton people. And I think these guys are a product of that back from the 1990s. And, and so I think there's a cabal going on. I don't like to use that term, but I think it fits here. A cabal is going on where you've got kind of all these people and they're part of the club. And part of the club is to make sure that the right people get elected to president.
Yeah, and they're true believers. Mm-hmm. They believe they're being patriots doing what they're doing.
Exactly. When you're having a meeting in that room, I'm telling you, you think you're doing the right thing because it's the echo chamber that you're talking to.
Right, exactly. So thanks, Dan.
Thanks, David. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury Infiniti, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80, big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, trucks, trucks. Jeeps, Jeeps, Jeeps. Lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition in the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365-horsepower Stinger sedan arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third-row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV. Or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
Every Guardian loan begins with a story.
Remember when we had our third kid and Guardian Credit Union financed our minivan?
You know, that was the same year they helped us get a bigger house. I so love my walk-in closets.
You mean our walk-in closet?
And now our youngest is getting married and is planning a wedding.
Thank goodness for that home equity line of credit.
Guardian has always been there for us.
They're more than just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian.
Equal housing opportunity, NMLS 912757.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. On a Tuesday. A couple of things here as we watch the squirrel going by here. Chuck Schumer has pulled back his offer to pay for to fund the wall. Chuck Schumer gets his choo-choo handed back to him. He's like trying to figure out what do I do to save myself. And it really, again, it was very unique last night for me to have had the two conversations I did with lawmakers and one staff person, because the whole thing broke right yesterday afternoon on the additional messages that had not been released by the DOJ, but had been seen by intel community or members from the House side of things. We haven't heard a peep out of anybody on the Senate side from this. But they were pretty quick to get out there and kind of say, oh my God, particularly when you overlay the blackout period to the memo that is being discussed, that the Democrats are trying to discredit it now. Schiff is saying basically, look, you're not going to be able to trust that memo because you're not going to be able to see the backup documents that support it. He's not saying that the backup documents that support it are incorrect. He's just saying because you're not going to be able to see it. I don't know if they're going to be able to change that. I asked a question. They don't. They were not. One person, rather, was not knowledgeable enough of what could be taken off and not taken off as far as the declassifying. It is a top secret document, though. And but people do the top secret document as a way to kind of protect themselves and protect the document. Okay, so let's listen to Hannity, and he's going to double down again on the text.
The fix was in. This was rigged. This was an exoneration without an investigation. There's no equal justice under the law here. You got Strzok, Page, Lynch, all knew the charges would not be recommended against Clinton. That's why they wrote the exoneration early on. And if Lisa Page knew, then that means that her boss, the deputy FBI director, Andrew McCabe, knew, who we think Strzok and Page were talking to in the insurance, quote, text message. And that would probably mean they knew that Clinton would go free. Now, we also need to know, you know, what now, Deputy Attorney General, what did Rod Rosenstein know? And when did he know it? He has a lot of questions to start answering. And if Comey and Lynch, the top two law enforcement officials in the country, knew, and I gather there's a pretty good chance that someone in the Obama White House also knew the fix was in for Hillary. The timing is key. If you put the fix in, she gets to stay in the presidential race. If she gets indicted, the Democratic Party is thrown into shambles before an important presidential election. They thought they knew better, and they saved Hillary because they thought she would win, and they wanted to appoint her the president of the United States. You think Watergate was a big scandal? This is Watergate on steroids and human growth hormones at levels that would kill the average person. And to top it all off, there's even more information tonight. Another newly released text message between Strzok and Page. It talks about a change to Comey's Clinton exoneration letter. Now, the statement originally referenced Clinton emailing President Obama when she was, quote, on the territory of a hostile country. Now, the part mentioning Obama was then altered to say a, quote, senior government official before being removed entirely. So Obama had to know that Clinton was using a private email server. And we have the evidence tonight.
Okay, now, for Ken's, what he was saying, this is exactly it. It's nobody in the Obama administration wanted anything to happen to Hillary Clinton. If she would have blown up at that July time frame when she was doing the interview and they would have come out with it was all over. They would have had to scramble around at a convention and come up with a new candidate who didn't have any money, didn't have any support, didn't have any infrastructure. It would have been bedlam, absolute bedlam. And they knew at that time that Donald Trump was going to be the nominee. So when you walk this thing through, that there was a reason that nobody wanted anything to happen out here. They wanted bad things to happen to Trump, but they didn't want anything to happen to Hillary Clinton. Let's go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks, Dan. I'll tell you what, this is some troubling information.
I know, and it really is so different, and which is why I patchwork the different stories and the different shows so you can get kind of a different feel from all the different angles. And catch it, because it was like drinking from a fire hose if you did just Sean Hannity, for example. But when you get these other pieces, you get members of Congress who have seen it. We have three that we're highlighting here that have actually seen it. That's a big time difference.
Well, when they're disturbed, that means we need to be disturbed.
Absolutely, and particularly people of the caliber of the folks we're talking to.
Absolutely, Trey Gowdy, especially
all these guys are former prosecutors.
Yeah. That swamp runs deep, apparently.
Yep.
And I'm also getting a little concerned about Chris Ray bucking Jeff Sessions on the.
That has turned out to be a false story.
It is.
Yeah. Ray has said, "I'm not being pressured." Jeff Sessions said nobody's pressuring anybody. The White House has said, "Yeah." And this is one of those things. What they're doing is they're floating out a story so you can kind of discredit a person that's there. And they're doing it because McCabe is a focus in this whole thing. He's part of the issue. That's why he's trying to get out of town by sundown Brown.
Yeah, I'd like to. I don't want any of these people retiring. I want them around so they can be prosecuted properly.
Yeah,
and be discharged as they should be as a traitor. I tell you what, I hope that they have the willpower and the energy to go as deep as they need to, because we can't have a FBI with people like that on board. I hope this is doing some serious damage to the FBI.
It really is.
And, and those young fellows that are honest and make know what's going on and can offer some information, looks like an opportunity for an advancement to me.
Well, I tell you, I think there's a whole, I think there's a different culture that's happening around there. I think there's an us and them type deal. I think they're the true blue FBI agents who want to do their job, and then you get the deep state folks and the people who have gotten their hands caught in the cookie jar. Because think about this. They didn't think that Donald Trump was going to win. That's why they needed an insurance policy in case he did. But then when he did, what have they done since?
Yeah. I tell you what, all the FBI agents I've been exposed to in my life, they're straight-laced and all business when it comes to, you know, FBI. And they take that stuff seriously. I mean, that's that reputation means a lot to them. And I know there's a lot of them retired that are just completely upset and probably in disbelief, just like we are.
Well, and if you notice how the Joe Scarboroughs and others play this, is that Donald Trump is what the problem is. He's insulted the FBI because he's accusing them of things that they didn't do. Well, now we're finding out that the things he was accusing them of, it looks like they definitely did.
It's almost like having a foreign enemy infiltrating your government.
Yeah, it's a coup. I mean, what you're doing is you're trying to overthrow a duly elected president.
Oh, by the way,
imagine if the mob or the Russia or China were trying to do that.
Oh, I know it. I know it. But it makes it doubly worse because it's our own people.
Yeah. And they think they're doing the right thing, but it's because of the liberalism and the progressiveness and the fact that they're part of this deep state and they think they know better than anybody else. That's what the problem is. You know, that's how people die, is you think that you know you're in government because government kills more people than anybody else. Is that you're there, you think you know what's best, and all of a sudden you start doing some things that are illegal because it's for the greater good.
Well, it's obvious that socialists, communists, whatever you want to call them, they cannot coexist with a successful capitalist country. They can't compete with them because they'll never shine. They'll never. No one will ever want to, you know, grasp their ideology because capitalism works so well, and they can't compete with it. So the only way that they can compete with it is destroy it. And I'm afraid that's probably what we got on the inside. They call themselves progressives or whatever, but whenever you see all these people, you know, protesting, whatever, who's right in the middle of it? You see the communist signs and everything. They're right there in the middle of it. They're part of the process. So. The
Antifa group.
Yeah, they're all in there. So,
Rich, anyway. Thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Hey, Dan, before you go, no one was there when I came by, but I put your beer and lime on the counter in there.
I'm sure it's gone.
I put a big sign on it saying it was for you. So.
Rich, I appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Newstone 93.1, my former FBI Director Comey meets with Robert Mueller in Russian probe. And last week, it appears that Jeff Sessions met with Mueller for an extended period of time. We'll be back. Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There's never been any reason for you to think about me.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. 14 people have been shot at a high school in Benton, Kentucky. Governor Matt Bevin.
Of the 14 who have received gunshot wounds, two have passed away.
A boy and a girl, 15 years old, the suspect in custody, another 15-year-old boy. The governor says he'll be charged with murder and that there are five non-gunshot injuries reported. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been interviewed now as part of the special counsel Russia election meddling investigation by Robert Mueller.
Sessions is believed to be the highest-ranking member of the Trump administration to be interviewed by Mueller's team. Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russian investigation in early March of last year after acknowledging he had two previously undisclosed conversations with the Russian ambassador during the 2016 campaign.
Fox's Jim McKay. Sessions met with Mueller's team last week for several hours, we're told, with an attorney present. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some cooler days and nights in our future, but not cold. Nothing like last week. Today, lots of sunshine. High temperature near 60. Tonight, mainly clear. Overnight low 33. Tomorrow, more sun. Upper 50s for a high. Low tomorrow night near freezing. On Thursday, near 60 for a high with sunshine. Lower 60s Friday, still dry. Showers become likely again Saturday, Saturday night, and maybe even some lingering showers on Sunday as the next storm system arrives. Get our free weather app on your phone, and you'll be ahead of the weather. You'll know when the weather changes are coming. It includes push notifications for watches and warnings, plus radar, future radar, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast. Get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two 9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Okay, boys and girls, let's head back to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm great. I just caught the last 20, 25 minutes or so of your broadcast. But I'm curious about something, or perplexed about it, actually. So you've got Loretta Lynch, who is the Attorney General, who is the DOJ, saying there's not going to be any indictment. You've got the Comey, who's the head of the FBI.
Well, actually, that is Lisa Page says that Loretta Lynch knows there's not going to be an indictment, is what the text reads. But go ahead.
And then Comey comes in and says, We already know there's not going to be an indictment. But at some point, did not Comey have to do some type of investigation?
They did the investigation, but they didn't do, you know, they struck as the guy who interviewed Hillary Clinton, struck as the guy who interviewed Cheryl Mills and Uma Abedin, struck as the guy who basically said, yes, we'll destroy your laptops and we'll give you immunity. He gave Cheryl Mills and Uma Abedin immunity. I'm not even sure if he had the power to do that myself, but he gave him immunity.
Well, I guess my curiosity is this. If your investigators are so corrupt that they don't find the obvious and they turn it in that it is a whitewash, basically, and then your DOJ goes along with it, where did these orders come from? How high up would somebody have to be to sweep this under the rug?
Well, I would say a attorney general level would be pretty. I mean, think about, you know, what Loretta Lynch did. I mean, she basically said, don't call it an investigation, call it a matter. She meets with Bill Clinton on right before the 4th of July weekend, where Hillary Clinton is going to testify, not under oath, to Peter Strzok, who put Michael Flynn under oath, who then charged Michael Flynn with lying to an FBI agent. I mean, this is so clandestine, it's unbelievable.
But why would a attorney general do that?
Because they wanted to say...
You know, I'm curious as to whether it came from the White House.
Well, it could have... But I think the attorney general did it. The question is, did she do it on her own, or did she do it with a wink and nod of the Obama White House? Remember, Comey was going over to brief the president. We don't know about what, but to brief the president on a case. Now, how many cases would the president be briefed on by an FBI director?
I wouldn't think a whole lot.
Another thing that happened, and let me go way back in memory here. The first time that Obama and Comey met, Obama said to Comey, this is the last time that we're going to meet in private. And that was right when he first came in as the FBI director. So now the head of FBI is going to the president to brief him on a, quote, case. I don't know too many cases that were any bigger than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Well, here's my $20 question. Do you think that this Russian investigation has got anything to do with the Hillary Clinton investigation, meaning that they've planted enough evidence against Trump that they have kind of kept in the dark to eventually get him to a position where they're going to say, yeah, you let Hillary go and we'll let you go.
No, you're talking about Trump?
Yes.
I don't see anything.
The Russian investigation.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that Trump has to fear. The guy who's been right every step of the way hadn't been the press, hadn't been these talking heads. It's been Donald Trump. Donald Trump, you remember, they laughed at him in March when he said, I just learned I was wiretapped by the Obama administration. I think the guy who told him that is Mike Pompeo.
It'd be interesting to know who put that bug in his ear.
Well, I guarantee you somebody from the intelligence community.
If they can sweep all this under the rug for Hillary, what else can they plant for Trump? Is my question there.
Well, there's a big difference of planning something and it being able to hold up is one thing. All they're doing with Hillary Clinton is they're looking the other way. They're putting their thumb on the scale. That's easy. Yeah. Planning stuff is, and I think the dossier is probably as close to the planning as you get, but that's been disproven now.
You know, the thing that gets me the most is you got to kind of take your hat off to Jeff Sessions in a sense,
mm-hmm.
that he was smart enough to get out of the way to where nobody could turn around and say, Oh, he's another dirty attorney general. He is over all this, and he's out to get Hillary, because whatever comes out, he's kind of Teflon. It ain't going to stick to him, because he's reckon what they've spent on that Russian investigation.
Millions.
So the question begs to be offered, how much longer are they going to let that run?
Well, I don't know. The question is the fact that he's meeting with Comey and just met with Sessions, does that mean we're at the end? And I kind of feel that it does. And you said something, Bill, a moment ago that I think is spot on, and that is Jeff Sessions, basically, in the fact that Trump goes, I wanted you to be the kind of AG like Bobby Kennedy. I wanted you to be the AG like Eric Holder and get my back. And so it shows, it was kind of saying, you're not doing that, which then gives Jeff Sessions kind of a pass, lets the investigation into the investigation happen, and it's happening also on the congressional side, and they're taking their time, and they're getting it done right. They're having an IG who is kind of the lead dog in there, appointed by Obama, very, you know, considered more towards Democrat leanings, but the guy's a straight-up guy. And I think this whole thing's going to work out perfectly.
Well, that worried me when they initially named him as the special and counsel, because I was afraid that the fix was in. But it's gonna be interesting to see how the next couple of months work out. But I'm waiting for Congress to say this investigation's gone far enough. You spent enough money. Show us what you got. Either show us that we've got a case that we need to investigate, or let's let this go away.
Well, it's not Congress to investigate. It'll be a grand jury and the and actual indictments to do the investigation. So, Congress has been saying that, but they don't have any power to do anything about it.
I thought Congress was the one that basically paid for special investigations. I thought that's the reason it had to come up through Congress.
No,
it
doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't. It doesn't happen like that anymore. What happens is a special counsel versus a special investigation. The special investigation law died during the Bush administration, and so now a special counsel, and DOJ can prop up a special counsel through their budget, and they don't answer to anybody.
Well, I will probably podcast your show for today where I can hear the rest of it.
Okay. Yeah,
appreciate you talking with me.
Absolutely. You can pick it up after 3 o'clock, News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Small Jean Genie snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashback blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, this is going to be a good podcast show. 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's kind of finish this portion up here, and we'll get into some other topics here. Let's go to Catherine Herridge from Fox News, talking about Senate missing 5 months of the text messages. And let me tell you, she is outstanding on this stuff. She is really an investigative type person and does a great job and has great contacts on the Hill. So let's do this, and then we'll get into what happened on CBS.
According to this letter from Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Oversight Committee, 5 months of text messages are missing from right after the election, December 2016, until May, when the special counsel was appointed to the Russia case. A congressional source questioned whether the missing messages between the demoted FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page amount to obstructing a congressional probe, or in the worst case, the FBI's failure to preserve the text has the same impact as destroying evidence. The FBI said in that letter a technical problem was responsible. The Senate letter also alleges that texts from July 2016 suggest there may have been coordination, and that then Attorney General Loretta Lynch knew in advance that the FBI would recommend against criminal charges in the Clinton email case. Strzok tells Page, with whom he had an extramarital affair, that the July timing of the announcement, quote, looks like hell, even choreographed, and Page responds that Lynch is not a profiling courage because she knew the outcome. These texts matter because they also appear to undercut the July 2016 statement by then FBI Director James Comey, who said publicly that no one was told in advance of his decision not to recommend prosecution.
I have not coordinated this statement or reviewed it in any way with the Department of Justice or any other part of the government. They do not know what I'm about to say.
There are a lot of details here, but the bottom line for folks at home is that there really is a growing body of evidence that there was a special set of rules that were applied to the Clinton email case and not the standard rules that would apply in a criminal investigation.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to Sam. Let's fit Sam in here before the top of the hour break. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, folks? I was calling after listening to what was going on, and I haven't heard anything about it. Everybody was jumping up and down about Trump's taxes. But if Mueller has the authority that he has, then he's already got Trump's tax return. Or it seems like it anyway.
Well, and what makes you think that?
Well, his authority, just simply if he can get information concerning Donald Trump and all the others involved in it, then he apparently would have the authority from Congress or whoever appointed him to get their tax returns.
But let me say this again, but we don't know that he's done that. You're saying that he could possibly do that. He could possibly do a lot of things, but we don't know that he's done that, right?
That is correct, because all of a sudden the tax returns have died, and you don't hear any more about Donald Trump needs to put out his tax returns.
Yeah, I think they've kind of moved on from that. I think they're thinking they're bigger fish that are out there, like Donald Trump's crazy.
And I don't disagree with you, but could he have access to it, since Mueller has everything that y'all are discussing? Already have that and go, well, we don't have anything here.
Now, Mueller's not a part of this discussion of what we're talking about now. This is just more general FBI and not Russia investigation, Russia collusion. He can get anything he wants to that he can convince the grand jury and a judge to give him a subpoena for.
Yeah, well, that's basically what I was referring to, and I know basically what you're referring to, it all kind of falls back into all that, and I was just curious as to your opinion.
I don't think that Mueller has found very much here, and here's another thing that an attorney said to me, is that if Strzok is found as being part of, quote, this deep state and a group to undermine the President of the United States, what does that do for his case of Strzok interviewing Michael Flynn?
I don't disagree. My point in calling was simply, if they have the deep state and they go into all of this, then why not look at Trump's tax returns for however many years it's been going on?
And, well, let's put it this way. Why look at it? Let's try it from that angle.
Well, if they're talking about Russian investments and Russian...
Nothing's illegal about Russian investments.
Well, that's true, but it just seems that it would be part of the Russian collusion. We got money over here. I mean, you watch the media and they talk about hotels here and hotels there and people that live or take advantage of them.
But that's, it's not illegal to do business with Russians.
Yes, I understand that. But if there was some sort of collusion and payments,
here's the way it works. If Mueller can convince that there's been a law broken and he needs to investigate something, he needs to take it to the grand jury, and the grand jury will give him the subpoena to go do that. But other than that, it's not illegal to do business with Russians or with Russia. Sam, I got to go. You start